Joy are on one end, and despair are on the other. And on the end that feels really good is your perception of power. And on the end that feels not good is your perception of disempowerment. Freedom on one end, lack of freedom on the other, and so many different emotions in between. So we talk about how, we're ringing just a bit. We talk about how you put your boat in the stream wherever you put your boat in the stream. All is well? You put your boat in the stream wherever you put it in. That's where you are. And then the stream, unless you're paddling against the current, will carry you toward what you are wanting. When you realize that all along that emotional scale, there are different vibrational frequencies. And if you are in despair, you can't automatically find thoughts of joy. In other words, the vibrational difference is too great. Well, there is a vibrational difference in these physical states of being. In other words, if you have frustration, cancer, or a stroke is not a vibrational match to that. You can just feel that, can't you? Mm-hmm. But if you have for a very long time had very strong, powerful desires that you have felt thwarted from doing, and you've maintained that tug of war in your vibrational countenance for a very long time, then a situation like a heart attack or a stroke is a vibrational match to that. So. Mm-hmm. Yes, there absolutely is something to the way you've been thinking and feeling. But we want to say it is so much an individual thing. You just cannot say across the board that this always means this, because okay. Your interpretation of things is what matters, how it feels to you. And we do not argue that there is similarity in it, enough similarity that people can get some very good clues from that. Mm-hmm. But if we were standing in your physical shoes and we felt some physical symptom coming on, we would stop and acknowledge what it is. Mm-hmm. We would acknowledge, what thoughts am I thinking? And you will begin to notice as you pay attention to it that the symptom will be amplified in the moment that you're doing that thing you do that's keeping your boat from flowing on the stream. Mm-hmm. Just like negative emotion will be amplified. So have you ever been in the middle of a conversation that started out fairly pleasant, and the longer you talked, the worse it felt? Mm-hmm. Until all of a sudden you notice that you don't feel all that good. Well, stop and think about the content of the conversation and realize that somewhere along the way you began pointing upstream and going against your own current. It's much simpler than most people are allowing it to be. You could have so many things diagnosed as wrong with your physical body, as evidence of this contradiction in the stream, and you could just begin to develop some downstream patterns of thought, one thing at a time, one thing at a time, one thing at a time, and your symptoms are just going to loosen up so much. And as you do that, you might have a hard time figuring out what pleasant thought released what pain. And we say, who cares? Just let them go. Release the pains. Mm-hmm. Don't try to identify the specifics of it. Let your guidance work the way it is meant to work, you see. Mm-hmm. You're not creating your... You do not need to identify the thoughts and put them in piles of good and bad and not so bad. In other words, well, these thoughts I can think on an occasional Thursday, and these thoughts I should never, ever, ever think, and although they're tempting, I have to say. And instead, you just pay attention to the way you feel. Okay. And guide yourself to slightly improved thoughts.
Okay.
So talk to us, if you want to, about this work that you feel thwarted from. What is it that you are writing, and why do you want to write it?
I don't actually want to write anything. I want to plant trees.
And how long have you wanted to plant trees?
A long time.
And you feel that your now you may feel that your physical experience is keeping you from it, but is that fairly new? The physical hindrance is new. What was the hindrance before that?
There wasn't any. I don't have the land.
But before that, what kept you from planting trees?
Nothing.
Why weren't you doing it?
I was.
So you were planting trees and happily
as
planting...
As many as I could put in the land that I had.
And what is it about planting trees that's so inviting?
Koalas.
Say again?
Koalas.